News Radio. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew on a Friday morning. Brian, John, Dalton here with you, and yes, indeed, it is Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. It is Friday. It's a football Friday. It's going to be a little rainy football Friday, but we've done that once already this year.
I have one more comment about Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
At my house, you never can get any macaroni and cheese.
It's all gone.
Kids all eat them. Because I always go kind of last toward the end.
We talked about that yesterday, how Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm so depressed. So depressing when I think about it.
Take more. Make your own.
Why don't I just get a little cup?
A little Tupperware cup of mac and cheese.
No, I'll just get one of those little, you know, things.
Oh, yeah, just put it in the microwave.
Yeah. Seriously thinking about doing it. That Velveeta.
You know, Chick-fil-A has really good mac and cheese.
Yeah, I haven't had it, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah, you can actually get it and take it for Thanksgiving, maybe.
I'm okay now. Thanks, guys.
Give you some solutions there. Let's get a quick check on that weather. Why don't we?
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today and showers in the area. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. Winds turn to the north-northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 50. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, showers continue mainly before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs top out near 59. And then a few sprinkles are possible Saturday night. Lows fall back to 35. Right now it's 54.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Good morning. Still very heavy out here now on 24, especially headed towards the Nashville area. Now, there's a stalled vehicle being moved 840. It's westbound. It's going to be near Highway 41. Again, traffic's already busy in this area down 840. A lot of it headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Hey, if you're in a bind needing holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash today at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots. Good food and fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Now, that TGIF special on this Friday is the catfish, shrimp, or clam basket today for lunch. Just $4.99. Your choice, catfish, shrimp, or clam basket. Just $4.99. Can't beat it.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 14 after 7. Good morning, everybody. We've got a conversation from Dempsey, Van Treese, and Follis coming up. And much more of the Wake Up Crew as we get you ready for Swap and Shop about 10 till here later on this hour. Action Line, Truman Show, Friday Music. So got a lot to do here on this Friday. High school football tonight. Oakland and Blackman over at Oakland High School. So busy day.
This studio will be full of musicians in about 2 hours.
Yeah, and right now it's full of... What would you call this?
Information, news, there you go. Traffic, weather, right. Sports.
Your morning show.
Junk.
It's full of
entertainment.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's what we are. That's what we're here for.
There's
yeah.
a lot of hot air in that 9 o'clock hour. I can tell you that.
Whoa!
Ooh!
Whoa! Mm-hmm.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Mm. Move back.
That's for you, Truman.
I'm writing it down. I'm writing down the time that that was said. Okay.
Is he listening? You think?
Truman?
Yeah.
He might be, probably not. He's probably exercising right now, don't you think?
Oh, it's probably late for that.
Oh, already worked out. He's mm-hmm. ready to go.
Right. Yeah. He gets up before the chickens.
You know, we all like movies.
No, we don't. I think. Yeah.
You like movies.
I'm just kidding. I was going to try to ruin the segment.
They're
go
okay.
And you used to be a teacher, so you like books.
I do.
Yeah. I'm not a huge book guy. I read when I need to.
That shows.
We're going to talk about some movies.
Why do you do that to yourself, Dalton? Just open yourself up.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, and then you get... Yeah, okay.
I read when it's important.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some movies that were better than the book, which, you know, you hear all the time. The book was better than the movie, but here's some where the movie is better than the book.
Whose opinion?
I guess whoever wrote this article.
Okay.
Number one on the list is Jaws, which I knew was based off a book, but it's been a while. Right. Well, that was this guy's main argument. I mean, imagine reading about Jaws, but without the music.
Right.
And so, you know, reading about a shark attack doesn't sound all that fun to me, but watching it, that's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's loads of fun.
Yeah, sure.
Watching a shark maim people, sure.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. I don't know. I'm not a big Harry Potter fan, but that was on the list. That's one of the later Harry Potter.
And you only read when you have to, so right. There you go.
That was one of the later ones on the list.
It's very visual.
Right.
Harry Potter, everything's visual.
Right. That one was, that book came out after the first couple movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, kind of based visually and stuff off the characters from the movies. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is next on the list. That's with Jack Nicholson. And so it's just that one apparently is hard to read without picturing them in those roles.
Yeah, and Jack Nicholson's performance was unbelievable. You know who directed that? You know who produced that?
No
that
clue.
Movie?
I've probably got it on here. I don't actually.
Michael Douglas.
Oh, neat.
Yeah,
that was his first.
That was his first producing job gig.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Next on the list is No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
That one was. Who was in that?
Josh Brolin.
And, yeah. He won an Oscar for that, I think.
Well, that was a good movie. And Tommy Lee Jones was in that, too.
Right. It was 2007's Best Picture.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Weird, but good.
So you can say if you win an Oscar, it's probably better than the book.
Probably,
chances
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And let's see. Stand By Me made the cut. Better than the book, apparently. I guess that's arguable. I haven't read it.
Three really good kid actors in that.
Right. That's kind of the quintessential 80s kid team-up movie, I guess, coming-of-age story.
Right.
Silence of the Lambs made the list. That was one on there.
Scary, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't read the book, so I don't know. But apparently, reading the book, the movie's uncomfortable, but the book just takes it kind of a step too far.
Got one more?
I do. The Godfather is the next one on the list. That would be you. You're my godfather. Apparently, that one's... I haven't read the book, but... You know, when a movie is that good, it's really hard to top it.
Al Pacino was great in that movie.
Yeah.
He never quite, well, he changed after that.
It's 7:19. This is a paid legal advertisement.
I'm Attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If you or a loved one has been injured by a dog, call me at 615-867-9900.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994. And that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Hey, Josie. Love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
Get huge Black Friday savings at French's Shoes and Boots. Doors open at 6 a.m. and all weekend long. Get doorbuster savings like Ariat Workhog boots, normally $200. French's price just $89.99. Get special savings all day, men's and women's shoes, and every pair of kids' shoes and boots. Get to French's Black Friday and all weekend long for the best deals in town.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. Shoes and boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Barb Sutton is with us from Dempsey, Van Treese, and Follis. We're going to talk this morning about elder care. And you probably have a different interpretation for that. Barb, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today. When I think of elder care, I usually think of a senior citizen home, a place where elderly people go and are taken care of. That's part of this equation today, but not all of it.
It is part, but it is not the total picture. Elder care is a relatively new term in financial services being offered. It's much broader than that. Baby boomers are aging, and so are their parents. A lot of children live out of state or out of the city so that they don't have day-to-day contact with their parents, or they just don't know where to begin. We're in a unique position as CPAs that we see the total financial picture of their parents and meet with them at least on an annual basis so we know what is there. We can help families with elder care planning, which is different than elder services, where you're in a nursing home or assisted living, that type of thing. We can help parents and their families with their main concerns and stressors, which are running out of money for care, healthcare costs, and what assets they're going to have to cash in to help with care services. In 2012, the number of Americans over 65 needing long-term care was 9 million. In 2020, it's projected to be 12 million. So it's a big issue, and it's a growing issue.
It's also a very private issue. It's something that you just are uncomfortable talking about with your children, and yet your children, they're probably as uncomfortable as you are, but if they're left in the dark and you pass away, they don't know what to do.
That's true, and a lot of parents, due to independence issues or family dynamics, don't want to share with their family. So again, we're in a unique position because we're trusted advisors. We're folks that they know what they tell us is confidential unless they give us permission to share, and that we can help them put things in place. We can help with estate planning. We can help with the elder care planning in terms of what happens down the road when they need care. How's that going to be financed? What are your powers of attorney and wills in place? You may have designated your sister to be your trustee or your power of attorney, and she died last year. And that if that doesn't get changed, then there's no one to administrate that POA. So those are the kind of things we can help with. We can help with financial funding issues for care. We can also help guard against financial abuse by either having financial oversight, or in some cases with elderly clients, we help pay their bills. And therefore, we can, as that third party, know if there's an issue or someone's trying to scam the elderly client. We can do, again, annual reviews of the POAs and wills and get with an attorney if need be. We can help identify for the family elder care resources, different levels of care, what's available, and the resources to find that, insurance issues, and Social Security issues.
If the parent is unable to come in, let's say they begin this in their younger elderly years, and they're able to come in and work with you, but as years progress, they don't get around as much. Can you come to them?
Oh, we can definitely come to them. We can make this very easy for them, more than happy to come to their home or wherever they are at the time and help them with that. And we will keep it as confidential as they want. I'd often have had children of parents who have been clients that have died come to me and have no clue to where to begin with where the assets are. And again, because we have been working with them for years, we know where the assets are and can help them with that. We would rather have that all laid out, even if it's still confidential with the children, but to know where is the wills, where are the POAs, where are the assets, where are the insurance policies, so that to make it much easier on the family.
That has to be a stressful time when something like that happens and the kids have no clue where anything is, and you're here to help them too.
It's as much for the families as it is for the individuals. It is stressful. A parent who's getting older and incapacitated, you love your parent, you want to help them, but sometimes your parents make it hard for you.
How much time do you need to make this work well?
It is best to start this process when the parents are not having significant health issues or mental capacity issues. I've had a lot of hard discussions with clients, but it's best to start it early. And it may take a couple years to get everything in place.
So if you're listening to this broadcast and you're thinking, they're talking about me, don't wait, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. How can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 615-893-6666 at Dempsey Van Trace and Follis, and we will be more than happy to help them and start that process.
Barb Sutton visiting with us this morning, a very important message. We hope you heard it. Barb, thank you for joining us.
Barb, thank you so much.
Back pain, neck pain, hip pain? Fix the pain at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nacho's.
Low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain can be treated by a physical therapist without a doctor's referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nacho's.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and I would like to offer to you to come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having 3 chef-prepared meals every day, make new friends. Learn a new hobby, lots of fun activities. Try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. online at thebillupscenter.com.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Just a few more minutes left here on a Friday morning, 7:30. Good morning to you. 22nd day of November, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
It's time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. Call or text your birthdays or anniversaries to us, and we'll announce them on the air around 8 o'clock this morning. Also, a lucky person will receive a special treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
John Reed is today's good neighbor of the day. He's a helper in the community, and he inspires others to lend a helping hand. So he's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Local news, traffic, and weather coming up, brought to you by
Prentice Shoes and Boots.
Located at 1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more, and fall merchandise coming in daily. That apparel includes vests, jackets, flannels, and all name brands.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today and showers in the area. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. Winds turn to the north-northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, storms also possible. Lows drop to 50. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, showers continue mainly before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs top out near 59. And then a few sprinkles are possible Saturday night. Lows fall back to 35. Right now it's 54.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic volume out here trying to get past this accident scene on 24 westbound here at Church Street, Highway 231. Again, there's a lot of rubbernecking going on, unnecessary rubbernecking at that. As we look at it live here on 24 westbound here at Highway 231, traffic continues to run slow now, 24 as you head towards Nashville. Hey, if you're in a bind needing holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash today, 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Vaping continues to grow among teenagers in local schools and around the country. Rutherford County School Resource Officer Sergeant Casey McClure says another issue, what exactly the students are vaping.
What we've noticed, especially in the past year, is the increase in THC being used in that. That's the active ingredient in marijuana, the psychoactive ingredient. I've seen and I've experienced, you know, some students having adverse reactions to that. They've had to call ambulances out there. There have been instances in the news of other products being put in that. When you get something on the black market or illegally, you don't know what's in there. I believe there have been some cases nationwide of fentanyl being used, it can be fatal.
Many students purchase the THC advertised products online, not knowing anything about the company or what they're actually buying. The FDA warned the public in a recent release how dangerous it is to smoke THC in a vape, suggesting that most of the serious lung problems with vaping reported by those who vape with the THC cartridge. Tennessee State Parks set to build on its record-setting numbers of participants in its signature hike series this year, with three After Thanksgiving hikes in all state parks November 29th. The After Thanksgiving hikes are the last of the five signature hikes this year, following successful First Day hikes, Spring hikes, National Trails Day hikes, and National Public Lands Day hikes. So far this year, state parks have had over 6,500 participants in the hikes, far more than the 3,200 they had in 2018. News on demand 24/7 from our website, WGNSradio.com. And when news breaks, we tweet it at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
Murfreesboro has been our home for generations. Just in time for Christmas, when you purchase any zero-turn mower or Big Green Egg grill, we'll put a bow on it and deliver for free. At Kelton's Hardware and Pet, we appreciate our local roots. We're more than a store, we're family. Kelton's True Value Hardware and Pet, Old Fort Parkway across from Kohl's, KeltonsInc.com.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. That's risolutions.net. And make sure to join us every Saturday afternoon at 1 for our Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
We're talking about the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon County today here on the show. Kristen Swan is with us in studio. Kristen, one of the items that really was discussed was really trying to identify some of the biggest issues facing Rutherford County. And can you share a few of those that you all have been working toward and seeing that there's a need to focus on those more?
Sure, absolutely. So we have identified some priority areas for Rutherford and Cannon counties. And we went through a long research process. We did focus group surveys, community presentations, and really determined that the biggest kind of needs in our area are pre-K and kindergarten readiness, affordable housing, mental health, and substance abuse. And also, basic needs for people that are in our community, and that we'll talk. I can talk a little bit about that as well. And then the last one was nutrition and obesity. So these are issues that are facing our community that we've seen on a large scale from a data standpoint, but also that we just heard about anecdotally from all the people that we talked to and surveyed in our community. So United Way really wants to focus on these goals. There are specific measurable outcomes that we'll be looking at that are available on our website. I don't want to bore everyone with numbers, but the reason we want to do this, they're bold goals for 2030, so in the next 10 years, to not only work on these issues, but measure our success towards those issues and aligning kind of our work and our dollars and our efforts towards meeting those goals.
You touched on a lot of areas, and it's wide ranging from pre-K to affordable housing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really believe that a lot of these areas kind of play into each other. For example, with affordable housing, we're really looking at how much, what percentage a person is spending on housing a month, and what makes them cost burdened. And so there are so many different ways to look at that one particular issue. So moving forward, we'll be kind of partnering, like looking at how we partner with nonprofits as well as faith-based and government agencies, just to see how we can kind of move the needle in that area. And one of the things that one of the data points we're using to look at that particular issue is ALICE, which is a study that was just released for the state of Tennessee. It stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. So these are people that are working, that are above the federal poverty guideline, but they are making less than what's considered to be a cost of living budget per month, a survival budget. So the federal poverty line is the same everywhere in the United States. It doesn't matter if you live in Woodbury or San Francisco. It's the same. And so this study came out of a United Way of New Jersey, where they're looking at different states to say, we know that people are living above the poverty line because they're working, they're employed, but they're still not able to make ends meet. And why is that? And what are those areas? And so that's something that we're really looking at. And I think that services like VITA, this year, you know, in conjunction with our VITA service, we're looking at doing some more referral to financial stability partners, Dominion Financial, and looking at how, you know, Reconnect, Tennessee Reconnect, looking at how we can connect people to resources that make them more financially stable. And that's a big part of our mission, looking at this, you know, this 33% of our community that's living below the ALICE threshold, that they're working, but they're still not able to kind of make it, if you will, in our community. What can we do to help them get more financially stable? Do they need to pay down debt? Do they need to improve their credit score? Do they need to earn additional education to be able to make more income? So just looking at ways that we as an organization can help that population.
So the Aliscor is different in Rutherford and Cannon counties than, say, it is in San Francisco.
Yes, and the reason that they chose to look at it like that is because the federal poverty guideline is the same and has been the same since about the 1970s, and so it is a national number. And so obviously they use that number to determine if you qualify for, you know, federal assistance, things like that. And so you've got people that are not eligible for benefits, yet they're still not able to make it financially, even though they're working. And so that's kind of, they decided to look at it from that standpoint. So to look at each individual community's cost, true cost of living. And all this information is available on our website. It's also available on unitedforalice.org.
Kristen Swan joining us from the United Way.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah. Come on over and save.
Life can have many chapters, and in banking, you can often be surprised at where each chapter could lead. Hi, I'm Tony Hicks, and I'm eager to talk with you about my new chapter in life. I've been a lender for many years in Rutherford County, and I've joined longtime lender Joe Sadler to provide better futures for our business members at Heritage South Community Credit Union. Heritage South has amazing products and superb service. We've been helping our members in Middle Tennessee for over 60 years. If you need a loan to grow your business, call me. Anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County qualifies for membership at Heritage South. And remember, it's true, we help when others won't.
For a business loan, call Tony Hicks at Heritage South Community Credit Union, 615-217-3240. Equal housing lender.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up this Friday edition of The Wake Up Crew from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. We've been talking about Thanksgiving and food a lot this week, and it reminds me to remind you about our friends at Junior's Foodland, who have got everything, I mean everything, from A to Z that you need for your Thanksgiving meal. Of course, we've told you about the great deal on turkeys, just 99 cents per pound. The spiral sliced half ham, Smithfield or Cook's brands, $2.49 per pound. Plus, everything you go along with it. Russet potatoes, a large bag of that for $2.89. And sweet potatoes, just 79 cents per pound. All the things you need for cooking, from sugar to flour, great deals on that. So you need to stop on in, and of course you top it all off with cranberry sauce. You can get the jellied cranberry sauce, which we learned this week on the show that is the most popular here in the South, or you can get the whole berry cranberry sauce, two cans for $3. Just some of the many savings that you'll find at Junior's Foodland, and of course the rolls for the side. They actually have some pies in the store that are homemade pies that you can buy there. So shop with our family at Junior's Foodland, and from the Junior's family to yours, they wish you a blessed gathering for your Thanksgiving holiday coming up next Thursday. Junior's, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. Guys, what have we learned here on this Friday?
Go ahead, Dalton. Start.
I'm trying to think. You can go for a ride. Let's go for a ride day.
You always go to that, don't you?
I haven't done it in a week. But yeah, I do.
Go for a ride day.
I have it written down so I can actually remember what we talked about.
Oh, well, I've got something.
Going to your sheet too.
what I recall, was I asleep through the show today? I can remember that there are foods that you eat, certain foods that you eat after Thanksgiving, after the dinner,
right?
And you get ready to go after you've had your nap or watch the football game. You can go back and
your leftovers.
The leftovers. The leftovers are sometimes even better.
Yeah, cold turkey is good,
and you know you can put.